This is PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. For more information about PCJ, check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. This is the Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. This is Keith Powell here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, welcoming you to another edition of the Happy Station Show for listeners all around the world. But of course, this edition of the show, and we have five editions, this one in particular is targeted towards listeners in Canada and the United States on shortwave FM, AM, and the internet. So wherever you may be listening, good reception to you, and hopefully you have a good internet connection. It sounds strange saying that, you know, I have to admit, you know, hopefully you have a good internet connection. Mind you, I know a few listeners recently wrote me. One happens to live in Spain, and he said that his internet is so bad that it takes him literally over 2 hours to download the show. And will I be on air in Europe very soon? Well, guess what? Ha ha, that is guaranteed 100% coming in the new year. And it is going to be so clear, I mean, really clear, it will amaze you. But that's all I'm going to say right now. Before we continue with today's show, I do want to welcome some new listeners to the Happy Station Show. They are listeners of South Hearts Radio in the United Kingdom, and they also archive this show, and you can check them out online at www.southheartsradio.com, and that's not hearts like H-A-R-T-S, but rather South HERTSradio.com, southheartsradio.com. So hello to all of you in jolly old England. Yes, yes. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. A little Burmese bandit deplore this silly habit, though Hindus and Argentines see daily from 12 to 1. The Englishmen detest our siesta. Sorry, I'm a bit of an Anglophile, and I'm a big fan of Noel Coward, and yes, that was Mad Dogs and Englishmen, and I think I'm sounding a bit like a mad dog today. Also, next I want to say hello to listeners of KBCT in Waco, Texas, who are listening to us on 94.5 FM. That's the listeners of KBCT in Waco, Texas, so hello to you, who are tuning in to 94.5 FM. And, of course, to listeners who are listening to us via shortwave on 9955 kHz in the 31-meter band via the web stream of Radio Miami International, www.wrmi.net. And, by the way, the website I should have mentioned for KBCT is www.kbct.com. I have to tell you, I have had a miserable time trying to roll that off my tongue. So, hello to those two new groups of listeners. And I know probably all of you have never heard of the Happy Station before. So if you want to find out more information about this show, which has been on for a few years, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, our website is PCJmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And you can also get in touch with us through the website that I just gave out. Now, some of you are asking, what is this show all about? Well, it's about many different things. We have a lot of music on the show, which is, of course, a very important part of the program. Fascinating interviews, and we actually have a very fascinating interview today. And I'm looking at Kevin and Johan if I should mention something about that now. They're nodding no. Wait till after the next song. And who are Johan and Kevin? Well, that's Kevin Lee, our technician, and Johan Backer, our production assistant. So we do have a fascinating guest on today's show. But to really summarize it, really, well, put it this way, anything goes. And speaking of anything goes, I think that's a good segue into our first piece of music for today. Here's Anything Goes, Hugo Strasser and his orchestra. Hugo Strasser and his orchestra with Anything Goes, our first selection on this edition of The Happy Station for listeners in North America. And I think that's the best way to describe this show as Anything Does Go. All right, well, a few weeks ago, I had sent to me an absolutely amazing CD that I have been listening to literally nonstop, either on my iPod while I'm on the subway here in Taipei, or when I'm driving my car. I've been playing this over and over, and as well as at home, and it is absolutely fantastic. Now, let me ask you all a question. And I have that creaky chair again, don't I? So annoying. Let me ask you a question, okay? Now, if I said to you flamenco, what three countries come to mind? Is it A, the United States of America? Is it B, Taiwan? Or is it C, Holland? Any ideas? Any clues? Now, I know some of you are saying, wait a second, flamenco. He mentioned the United States, he mentioned Taiwan, and he mentioned Holland. I think Keith has gone a bit loopy. Well, you're absolutely right. Of course, it is none of those. When people say flamenco, and if I say flamenco, or anybody says flamenco, that is, Spain automatically comes to mind. But this is a case where I can say, no, not always. And what do I mean by that? Well, Holland. Yes. Yes, I know. I've had a little bit too much to drink, you might say, before doing today's show. But ladies and gentlemen, I tell you honestly, I have not touched it. Not one little bit. Even if I say Holland and flamenco do go hand in hand, Well, it's partially true. The CD that I had sent to me was by is from Jaco Mueller, who's a flamenco player from Holland. And this is an amazing CD that he's just put out. It mixes not just flamenco, but also rhythms from the Middle East. And the album also features an oud player, which is an instrument from the Middle East. His name is Victor Ghanem. So let's take a listen now to one track from this CD, and then Jaco will be joining us on the program to talk about this interesting mix of two different styles of music. So we're going to take a listen to a track from this new CD called Libertad here on The Happy Station. Yakko, I want to ask you, because before we get to your latest CD, you were from the Netherlands. You started playing many forms of music at a very young age, and then you graduated from the Rotterdam Conservatory of Music, and you specialize in flamenco. Now, when I think of flamenco, the Netherlands is not exactly the first country that would come to mind. What was it that drawn you toward flamenco?
Well, as a matter of fact, it went quite natural, in the sense that since I was like 4 years old, my parents took me on vacation to Spain many times, so I didn't even realize it was called flamenco music at that time. But I remember from being that young, I was just grabbed by that music since the first day I heard it. And later, it turned out that Paco Peña started out in the Netherlands at the conservatory to teaching there, which was at that time actually the first conservatory in the world where you could study officially flamenco music. So yeah, that's how it started, so to say.
Now, when you started to study flamenco, were you studying the more traditional flamenco at the time?
Oh yeah. I mean, the way they teach, especially Paco Peña, the way that we're teaching at the conservatory in Rotterdam is you start with the very traditional, basic forms. And although from the beginning on I always studied those, and right away I tried to make my own versions of it, because I personally think the flamenco is, well, first of all, that's why I like it so much, the flamenco. It's very personal, so each flamenco guitarist makes his own falsettas, what we call the melodies, his own music. And that's what I like so much about flamenco, instead of, like, for example, the classical guitar, which you basically play other people's music. But I have always been very attracted to composition, so that was a very nice aspect of me to express myself via the flamenco music.
Would you also say that when you take flamenco and, let's say, compare it, let's say, with another music form, jazz, I mean, in many ways, flamenco has almost the same kind of music qualities as jazz. I mean, there is the improvisation in there and different interpretations by different musicians. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot in common between jazz and flamenco. I mean, it's both a very free form, although I personally think flamenco is a little bit more restricted, in the sense that, okay, you can improvise and do your own stuff, but still you have to really respect the basic, especially the rhythmical forms, which are has a lot of variety, you know, variety. And so you have to stay in those, what we call the compass, those rhythmic structures. But apart from that, they have a lot in common, you know. It's a lot of freedom, so to speak.
When you're composing a piece, because at your website, www.jakkomuller.com, there's also some snippets of a lot of pieces that you had composed before you put out this new album. Where do you get inspiration for it? I mean, is it from stuff that you remember listening to when you were younger before you went to the conservatory in Rotterdam, or is it just new ideas now?
You refer to the most recent album or in general?
The most recent album.
Well, to be honest, is for a big part, you know, all my things so far in life, so to speak, you know. I mean, and that can go as far as from paintings from the to other music and traveling, you know. So it's every time I compose, if it's either for like this recent album or I also compose for like symphony orchestra, I don't have like a basic structure, so to speak. So it's every time it comes from somewhere else.
The new album is quite fascinating because I listened to it. Actually, it was the day that I received it. I was driving around Taipei, and I was listening to it in the car, and then I got home again in the evening because I thought, this does not sound like a typical flamenco recording. I mean, it is so different. And I think what makes it different is the fact that you have the oud, which is an instrument from the Middle East, on the album. This new album, it's not... Would you say it's more of a mixture of flamenco and rhythms from the Middle East?
Well, actually, all the rhythms that I used in this album, Viento del Desierto, they're, so to speak, strictly flamenco rhythms. But what I try to do is, like, I mean, really make it my own music and not to sound like any other previous album what I've ever heard. And really go my own way. And like you say as well, I mean, a lot of people react in that way, like, okay, it's flamenco, but, you know, it's also many people react like it's hard to put in a box, you know?
Well, that's what I was about to say, because when I had heard it, I also played it for a couple of friends of mine a couple of days ago. And we got into this discussion because they work in music, and they said, no, this doesn't sound like flamenco. This sounds like something from the Middle East. And then my other friend said, no, this sounds like flamenco.
It also goes back and forth, you know. I mean, some pieces tend to go a little bit more towards flamenco. Then you all of a sudden you will have a section that will be sound more Middle Eastern, you know. And it kind of goes back and forth between those two. And, yeah, I mean... Actually, the same thing happened with my orchestral compositions lately that came out in January this year, is that there are a lot of influences. And what I noticed myself at this point in my life is that many of those aspects come together and they result in a certain kind of music that I think is, yeah, just very personal. And I don't try to think too much about, oh, this has to sound like flamenco or Middle Eastern. I just try to, yeah, keep it natural and make my own thing.
I mean, that's actually, it's interesting that you say that, because you're not just locking yourself into really traditional or hardcore flamenco. You're would you say that you're using flamenco as a bass, and then you're mixing in different styles from different music forms?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I personally don't think it makes any sense for me to make an album of really pure traditional flamenco, because that has already been done, and very well, you know? So I think one should only record something that he thinks that he has to tell the people something. And that's what I try to do with this album.
This new album, Victor Gangnam, had you worked with him before?
No, it was actually quite funny. I mean, it was not last summer, but the summer before there. I went with my wife to Detroit. She's a flamenco dancer, and we were giving their workshop for flamenco dancer. I was accompanying her, and in that evening we went with some friends to an Arab nightclub, and actually Victor was performing there, and a mutual friend of us introduced each other, and I said to Victor, well, why don't we get together tomorrow and jam a bit, you know? He said, yeah, that's fine. So the next day we got together, and yeah, it doesn't happen often when you play with somebody, you know, you don't have to explain anything and you just take off, you know? So, and we both looked at each other like, you know, this doesn't happen too often. So at that point I said, well, we both agreed we should do something with this. And that was the summer. And I said, okay, I will compose three pieces because I will be back. I had to go back to Amsterdam at that point. I will compose three pieces and send it over to you to Detroit. And in December last year, I said, then we meet again and, you know, see how it goes. And we did that and it went amazing, you know. And I said, well, let's go for it, do a whole album and That's what we recorded last summer. So it was, yeah. Like I said, the most amazing thing for me was, you know, to play with somebody that just, you don't need to explain anything. You just make the music and, you know, just take off.
You know, it's really amazing because the way you describe it, you know, it made me think of it. It's amazing how when that kind of thing happens, because you could have two musicians who maybe have known each other for a long time, but when you get them together, they play and they play well, but there's a connection that's not there. But then you can have a circumstance like when you met Victor at a Middle Eastern nightclub, and then you just started to jam one day, and it just started to gel really well.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, the only thing he did, like 20 years ago, he did like one project which had also like a little mixture with flamenco and Middle Eastern, but that was like one performance he did, and after that he never did it again, but it always stayed with him that he really liked the flamenco, you know? But yeah, the interaction, I mean, first of all, he has got an amazing ear. So I play one segment of a melody, and you know, he says play it again, and the second time he plays along with you. So it's as a musician, it's just amazing.
So this new album, when you recorded it, did you record it live or did you multi-track it?
Actually, the guitar is recorded first, and then we recorded the other instruments. So the basic layer was the guitar.
And are you planning to do a few concerts with Victor?
Yeah, actually, we have got now the first one planned. This will be in January. January 13, we will play in the Chicago, in the Old Town School of Music Theater. So that will actually be the first performance for us. And I also hopefully will do some world music festivals this coming summer. So, I mean, the album is there, and it has been played on the radio quite a lot so far in different countries. So now it's time to perform it. Thank you.
That was Oasis by Jaco Mueller, and I was speaking to him a moment ago. You can find more information about Jaco, as well as how to order his CDs. You can find all the information at www.jacomueller.com. That's www.jacomueller.com. If you just tune in, you're listening to the International Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners, not just in North America, where this program is targeted to, but of course, listeners all around the world. Check us out online if you're next to your computer. Our URL is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, I want to take a moment to tell you about some upcoming special programs that we have this month, the month of December. On the first transmission of our Christmas show will be airing on the 24th of December. And then on the 31st of December, we have two-hour programs that are airing to North America. Now, some of the stations will be receiving a 55-minute edition of the show. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So the only thing I can say is tune in. Now, somebody recently asked me, and this is a listener that listens to our web stream, not our web stream, well, via the web stream, but he listens to us in Australia on World FM. And he asked me, he said, am I going to have a contest at some point for listeners who listen to the show on domestic relays? Yes, yes, and yes, there will be. So do check out our website, pcjmedia.com, to find out more about that. All right, now time for more music. Here's Bad Bad Leroy Brown by, you're expecting me to say Jim Croce, but no, I'm not even going to say that. This one is by Frank Sinatra here on The Happy Station.
Part of town, and if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him treetop lover. All the studs, they call him sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. Wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got an Eldorado too. He got a .32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Don. And he's meaner than the junkyard dog. Well, Friday about a week ago, Leroy's shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a lady named Doris, and she sure looked nice. Well, he laid his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he learned a lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. Yeah, he's bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown. Junkyard dog. Yeah, he's better than old King Kong. junkyard dog.
Frank Sinatra, Bad Bad Leroy Brown here on the International Happy Station. The prizes that we have for the end of the year specials are rather amazing, I have to say. The first prize is a ATS 909 Sanjen shortwave receiver. The second prize is a Sanjen ATS 606 shortwave receiver. The third prize are the three books by Jerry Berg about international shortwave broadcasting. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to the magazine Communication, published by the BDXC. And the fifth prize are 10 CDs of Tom Meyer's Easy Come, Easy Go. Now, I know that some of the people listening right now via the shortwave relay are wondering, who is Tom Meyer? Well, Tom Meyer hosted the Happy Station for 22 years, from 1970 to 1992, and he also recorded a number of songs for the show. So we have 10 CDs going out to 10 lucky people as the fifth prize. And if you want to enter, well, it's very easy to do. You can actually just send us an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Let's now take a little listen to Tom with his version of I'll Be Seeing You here on the International Happy Station.
Seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun and when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. This heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, chestnut tree, wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I will find you in the morning light, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at that moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Thank you very much, Bob Zanotti. The website for Switzerland in Sound is once again SwitzerlandInSound.com, all one word. Well, we have another piece of music now. This is a request, actually. Now, normally we don't play requests on the show, but every now and again, I make an exception. This is going out to Peter, who happens to live in St. Petersburg, Florida. So, Peter in Petersburg. He wanted to hear something by Anita O'Day from an album that she made of Cole Porter recordings. But she actually did a few of those. Now, I'm not sure if this is the one that you were thinking of, but it's an album that she did with Billy May and his orchestra called Anita O'Day Swings to Cole Porter. Here she is with All of You on the Happy Station.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me too. I love all of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me too. For I love all of you.
Anita O'Day with Billy May and his orchestra with All of You, our last song on this edition of The Happy Station. And I hope that our listeners via KBCT in Waco, Texas, and South Hearts Radio in the United Kingdom enjoyed this show very much. Now, the show for KBCT, I still have trouble getting that around my tongue, is on Monday mornings at 1:05 a.m. So if you're up right now, you're probably an insomniac just like me. And for listeners in Southhurst, it's on weekends at 1300 hours UTC. Now, once again, the websites for those two new stations that have added the Happy Station show to their schedule are for KBCT, www.kbct.com, and for South Hearts, www.southheartsradio.com. And our own website, if you want to find out more information about the Happy Station show and PCJ Media and listen to the past editions of the show and also find out who are some of the people that work behind the scenes, well, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And you'll also find all the contact information on the website as well. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Powell all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and South America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you.